Open your Bible in Esther chapter 2. Ang Esther po ay nasa Lumang Kipan. Pagkatapos po ng Book of Nehemiah, pagkatapos ng Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, at bago mag-Job, yun po ang Book of Esther. Now, ang Book of Esther po, ito po ay nagpapakita ng providential care ng Panginoon sa kanyang mga tao. At ito'y nagpapakita na kahit merong kapahamakan ng mga Hudyo, ang Panginoon ay kumikilos upang ingatan ang kanyang mga tao. At dito, sa chapter 1, nakita natin last time yung pagparusa kay Queen Vashti ni King Ahasuerus dahil sa kanyang pag-refuse sa kanyang hari. At in chapter 2, titingnan natin dito yung paghahanap ni King Ahasuerus ng panibagong reyna ng kanyang kaharian. At titingnan natin kung paano si Esther ay makakapasok sa eksena na sa pamamagitan ni Mordecai na kanyang pinsan, si Esther ay makakasama dito sa paghahanap sa mga fair ladies ng empire. At titingnan natin dito kung paano pinili ni King Ahasuerus si Esther na maging kapalit ni King Queen Vashti na maging reyna ng kaharian ni King Ahasuerus. Now, ngayong umaga po, tayo pong lahat ay tatayo at babasahin po natin ang Esther chapter 2 verses 1 to 11. Verse 1, ready? Read.
After these things, when the wrath of the king was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of the kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, to the custody of Haggith the king of Chimberly, keeper of the women, and let their things be purification be given to them. And let the maidens which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti, and the things pleased the king, and he did so. Now in Shushan
the palace there was a certain Jew
whose name was Mordecai,
the son of Jair,
the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, Benjamin,
who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Amaniah,
king of Judah,
whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, carried away.
And he brought up Hadassah, this Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father or mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, the Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the woman, and the maiden pleased him, and she obtained countenance of him, and he speedily gave her things for purification, with such thing as belonged to her, and seven maidens, which were meant to be given her, out of the king's house, and he referred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the woman. Esther had not showed her people nor her kindness, for Mordecai had charged them he should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the courts of the king's house to know how Esther did
and what should become of her.
Salamat po. You may be seated.